live like this, you hear me? Uno, dos, no tres, she a thot, though. We got bitches second ass in a lot, though. Big chop, knock a nigga out zapatos. Still getting queso like nachos. Uno, dos, no tres, she a thot, though. We got bitches second ass in a lot, though. Big chop, knock a nigga out zapatos. Still getting queso like nachos. Hit her from the back, then I tell her no mas. She a freak, had to tell a bitch hola. Bend it over, I want your panocha. She call me poppy, I hit it with no socks. She like, Jay, can I get some dick for her? I'm like, yeah, check it out. Close the door, chopper go block her. Yeah, we finna up the score. Air pillin' nigga back like a fucking orange. Uno, dos, no tres, she a thot, though. We got bitches shaking ass in a lot, though. Big chop, knock a nigga out zapatos. Still getting queso like nachos. Uno, dos, no tres, she a thot, though. We got bitches shaking ass in a lot, though. Big chop, knock a nigga out zapatos. Still getting queso like nachos. I tell her, pull up on the kid, mañana. I beat the pussy up like a piano. I tell her, work that thing like Rihanna. Hit her from the back, she gon' call me Papa. Bend it up, yeah, make it clap quick. Duck in the pussy, yeah, I'm on that shack shit. So fly, post a pic with no caption. My Mexican bitch got an English accent. Uno, dos, no tres, she a thot, though. We got bitches second ass in a lot, though. Bitch chop, knock a nigga out zapatos. Still getting queso like nachos. Uno, dos, no tres, she a thot, though. We got bitches second ass in a lot, though. Bitch chop, knock a nigga out zapatos. Still getting queso like nachos.
Hey, like Verbose.xyz. What is going on, everyone? I am the mad scientist, Miles Lillard. I am joined by my man, Crafter, a.k.a. My Dick Run Hot, a.k.a. Black Jesus, a.k.a. 2-for-1 at Arby Special. How are you doing tonight, sir?
A.k.a. Saggy Sack.
Oh, I almost forgot Saggy Sack. Yeah, that's right, Saggy
good.
Sack.
I'm doing good. Saggy in the sack, chilling back.
Hell yeah, I like that. That would be a good rapper name. DJ Saggy Sack. Yeah, I'm all about that. Fucking, I like that song. It reminds me of how multicultural our society has gotten to, and that our president is a blatant racist, and AOC and constituents are leading the jihad squad.
The jihad squad. Jihad squad from their foreign countries that are shitholes.
The foreign countries in which their heritage may have come from, but they did not.
Yeah, those foreign countries being New York, Minnesota.
But you can't say that about Minnesota, because Ilhan Omar is actually from Somalia. She's a Somalian immigrant.
Yeah.
So she can go back to her shithole country.
Yeah. No, she can't. She can't. I wouldn't recommend anyone go back to Somalia, ever.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be fucked up. That'd be fucked up for her. She should have been a better American.
Oh, God. it's just ridiculous. It's just ridiculous, like, statement to make about, like, elected representatives. Like no level of self-control. Like, no level of even... Like, maybe it was just all on purpose. Maybe it's a PR campaign to create outrage, because outrage sells, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's a good distractor, too, when real shit's going down, you know? Like... when our rights are really being taken away, when deals are being made underhanded that take away from the actual narrative, you know? It's the best way to deal with that.
Or fucking when they're hiding with aliens at Area 51.
Oh, yeah! We're gonna storm Area 51?
No, I'm too scared. I'm gonna just find out, wait and see what happens. I'll watch the live stream, though.
Do you think anyone's gonna be live stream GoProing that shit? Like,
some people have supposedly said they're gonna show up there just to stream, just to see if anyone else shows up.
You're going to get this, like, hardcore Henry, like, New Zealand shooter perspective. Except it's going to be real quick, because the Air Force is just going to fucking blood out!
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they're going to end up killing them. They're going to use a lot of, like, anti-riot weaponry and fucking those ultrasonic fucking weapons that disperse crowds. Like, you know, it's going to be painful. Like, I don't think they're going to just go murdering hundreds of people, but they're definitely
Oh man, imagine getting like an ultrasonic ray to the nuts.
Yeah. Well, it's like a FLIR cannon, I think they're called. FLIR. And they point them, and it's like directional sound. Like they point this dish at you and it feels like this is booming voice like in your head, like, "Please disperse. Please disperse now. This is a lawful assembly. Please disperse." Like, and it's like,
that's
like
cool.
Supersonic, or like feels like it's like rattling your insides.
That's awesome. Directed sound weaponry. That's, you know, that's how all the major shooters happen. They were on antipsychotic meds. Yeah, exactly. You know what's up. Drink your juice, mother. Take your pills, or the supersonic weapon will take over you.
Yeah.
Give your money to Big Pharma.
So that's probably why, you know, Trump is now just trying to be overtly racist. You know, just as a distraction, to cause some outrage, to bring, you know, people to his attention. You know, like you're paying attention to what he's saying again, even if you were mad about it, you know.
Drink your drench croom. Will do, Krusty K. Will do. I think, did you watch any of his speech and rally in North Carolina?
I did not.
Oh my goodness. I was listening to that on the way home in the car.
How was that?
It was pretty gay, my dude. As gay as you could imagine. You know, like, our economy's doing great. We have more jobs than ever. The best, the best. And this is the one little kicker. He throws in these little caveats every once in a while that I'm like, this motherfucker knew exactly what he was doing. Drain the swamp my ass, right? And he's like, our, you know, our military was almost depleted. Now we have one of the biggest militaries ever.
When was it depleted?
Exactly my point. Exactly my point. We've been on the fucking, the you know, war machine train for quite some time. You can't fucking tell me this shit.
Yeah, we've always had a very strong military.
Yeah. Now it's the biggest ever because we displayed it in the streets of Washington, D.C. Everyone knows army's huge.
Army's huge, just like my dick is huge. Ask all those young women that was Jeffrey Epstein.
They were of age, but it was the best.
That pussy was the best. The best. My dick is huge.
Huge. I change up my regiment of Adderall, switch it up with some Cialis every once in a while. Crush it up, sniff it up my nose. The best.
The best. Melina approves. She says it is the best. The best.
Melania, did you say?
I don't know. I don't know her fucking name. Fucking Russian spy bitch. Fucking... got a Russian in the White House. Good God. What do we do? What do we do? How do we get to this point?
Literally Russian in the White House fighting for democracy or for republic. And then everybody that hates Russia wants communism. I don't understand. It's like fucking clown world, my dude.
And Russia is fucked up. You ever watch the Stop the Douchebag YouTube channel? Like in Russia, like these kids, like, you know, like, you know, like, I don't know, fuck with people who are, like, passing on the wrong lane or, like, block people who are, like, parked on a crosswalk. Like, they call themselves Stop a Douchebag. Well, like,
okay.
Recently they stopped in front of some guy and he, like, ran one of them over. And then, like, when the cops came, the guy just, like, showed him some idea who he was. And the cop's like, oh, no, this didn't happen. Nothing happened. Like videotaped YouTube evidence of, like, this level of corruption where, like, you know, certain people are allowed just to break the law.
Huh.
Like, I'm sure that happens here too, but the difference being, like, you don't have a card saying, oh, like, get it, do whatever the fuck I want card because Putin said so. Here, like, people have to know your fucking name, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah, I guess that's true, you know? You could say that with the whole Trump tweeting fiasco. The whole idea of, like, Trump's a racist. Trump's a racist. He said racist things about AOC, Ilhan Omar, and the other two of the squad.
Yeah.
The Jihad squad. But yet he faces no repercussions, which is interesting.
Yeah.
The first thing that came up with both Republicans and Republican leaning pundits is that Nancy Pelosi is calling Trump a racist on the House floor, and that's against the rules. That's against the rules, guys. But then Trump can on his public on POTUS public Twitter be blatantly racist in a way that you might not think it's racist. You might think it's just passe, something that's patriotic or populist in nature, something that's nationalistic in nature. Maybe it's just xenophobic. No, it's fucking racist, according to the federal government and the statutes in which we work under. The same statutes that would protect someone from being told to go back to their home country is the same one that, you know, the POTUS is the fucking head of. Beautiful shit. Beautiful shit.
It's a weird situation to be in, for sure. It's just so baffling that we're at this point where we have to even discuss this. Like, how does someone with such a low level of decency get to such a high level of power?
I don't know, man. Every time we go there, though, it's like, I feel that that's Trump's one redeeming factor, is that you understand exactly the douchebag you get. It's not like a douchebag that's dressed up to look like a pony. It's not really a pony.
And the whole thing is kind of funny, really, in the end, because, like, AOC and the Jihad Squad, I mean, they are dangerous. They're dangerous to American politics. They're extreme leftists. I mean, in some ways, it's good just to see someone start crap with them, you know, like, and not just allow them to skirt by any rule because of sensitivity or woman of color, you know. So, I mean, in some ways, it's good to see some kind of clash. But it's unexpected to come from that position.
I mean, you got a good point there. Like, when you have the extremes of one side, how do you best balance that out, the extreme of the other? So, yeah, okay, cool. It serves a purpose. But at the same token, that still doesn't affect the overlying problem, which is privilege through, what would you say, monetary and power gains? Like, everything seems to be through money, but it's also some sort of power too, you know? Like, Trump doesn't have money, he has debt. You know? He's famous more than anything else.
And it's weird that, like, it's such a direct engagement with, like, if anything, it helps the left more and the Jihad Squad more, because he's engaging them, he's acknowledging them. The president is acknowledging a representative out of 214 in the House of Representatives. I mean, what senators are involved in this argument? You know, any? You know?
Yeah, I guess all publicity is good publicity, and especially when it's coming from the most bloated fucking ad bag in the world.
It's definitely helping those women's position right now. Like, their supporters are becoming more entrenched in their beliefs because of it, for sure.
Interesting. I don't know, man. I think as far as the supporters are concerned, I think people are more rational than that. I think it's a really small group of people that really kind of resonate with AOC. You could see that in the kind of shifting around of who is vying for her position the next go around in 2020. I mean, I don't think she'll last there. I don't think she'll last in that seat. And I think what we're seeing right now is extraordinary as compared to what will happen in the future.
Yeah, it seems both sides are getting more adept at identity politics and playing with those kind of things of immigrants and race and race relations and refusing to deal with any real issues, but they want to keep poking the bear when it comes to race and poking the bear when it comes to abortion because it's divisive. Because
the things that really matter about, you know, modern politics in America are all on the Democratic side. And then all the Democratic nominees are a bunch of fucking clowns. And the good parts of what they say will never come forth. For example, getting rid of, you know, Citizens United, you know, fucking dealing, I was going to say dealing with the Fed, but that's like the good part of being a conservative. Definitely regulations on environment, things like that are lost to this whole idea of, like, we're playing identity politics and we care more about people's pronouns than we do actually doing something about the people that are here and removing the money from it, because the more money that's involved, the less power the American people actually have. It's all bought and paid for.
Yeah, and speaking of bought and paid for, I mean, I've been attacking Trump. I guess I can attack AOC as well. AOC, I mean, if you look at the where she's been getting money from, she gets money from these large unions. She gets money from Apple Incorporated. She gets money from a lot of places that aren't anywhere near her representation, her district. You know, and her constituents aren't the ones funding her campaign and funding her getting the office. It's people in other states. I think it's a dangerous precedent to set when someone can from another state can buy off election in your state. You know, and where and how far will that go until the people aren't represented, but just the interests are, just union interests, just lobbyist interests, just corporate interests, because
dude, that,
financing them.
Right. That reminds me so much of Beto O'Rourke. You know, his whole fucking and Texas is totally a different kind of beast in general. And, you know, a lot of other things going on there with Ted Cruz and whatnot. But what a formidable force in this guy, Beto O'Rourke, that, like, took all of his money out of Hollywood and used that to try to take over Texas. You know what I mean? But that's a really good example. A failed example, but he got fucking close, man. You know, he got a really good moniker going and really played up to the Hispanics. There's not many people that I talked to while in Austin that thought that Beto was nothing more than a Mexican. You know,
it shows that, I mean, both sides are have no moral qualms about buying off an election. They have no decency about it at all. They do not trust the process.
It's not that they don't trust the process. They don't want to give the power to the people. They don't trust the people, you know?
Yeah.
And that's evident in the superdelegates. The superdelegates weren't even fucking ready for that shit. Oh, hi, I just woke up. What up, Boozy? You know, it's the superdelegates that chose Hillary Clinton. They weren't ready for Bernie Sanders. Now we got, like, fucking 24 versions of Bernie Sanders and a Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Fucking, what do you think? Kamala Harris for the 2020 Democratic nomination?
I bet Bernie still gets it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
The amount of people supporting Bernie... And the amount of people, corporations not supporting Bernie, and that's his new advertising shtick, is, you know, advertising the companies and CEOs who have refused to back him, you know, to try to be like, I'm not with these guys. You know, that's kind
okay.
of the thing.
Now, yeah. So he's with the NRA then?
Yeah.
He must be, because the NRA gave him $11,000 like fucking 10 years ago.
I mean, if anything, I mean, I would hope some... moderates would go that way just because of that, like hope that Bernie wouldn't take their guns away as fast.
Right?
But they're still totally. Coming for him. They're fucking coming for him. Everybody, they're coming for him.
They're coming for eventually. Your guns.
Eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah, coming for them guns. That'll be a fun time.
Yeah. And I think everybody freaks out, like, oh, not out of my cold, dead hands. It's like, as soon as ammo shortages start happening and ammo prices start going up to ridiculous price, like, no one will have enough to defend anyway. So, unless a couple crazies in bunkers, and they'll just get Waco'd.
Right. That's weird. I'm still getting sound effects even though I turned all that shit off. Thanks whoever gave the diamond. Was that you, Boozy?
Appreciate Bam. You.
Appreciate you, fam. You're the best. Fuck, what were we talking about?
Taco Bell's new menu.
Every restaurant in the future is Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Fucking, AOC, that chick, fucking, I don't know, dude, we're not gonna, I think that we're gonna get Trump 2020. I think everyone's too afraid of socialism to want to usher in anything else on the Democratic side, even though there are some good candidates.
Yeah.
Like, and Islet.
I agree. I'm right there with all those people. That's you're describing my opinion. I am too scared of socialism to vote in any of the current candidates.
Yeah. I don't want it. I like social programs. I don't mind social programs. I don't mind government regulation when it comes to, like, environmentalism. I don't mind taking the money out of politics, you know?
Yeah, but I'm also scared of taking more taxes, new taxes, creating more organizations, more three-digit, bureaus, you know, and that organize this or look over that or environmental agency on top of environmental agencies and never be able to reverse these things, never being able to, you know... When government expands power, it never retracts.
Oh, yeah, that's what we're talking about, taking away the guns. If we take away the guns, we'll never make our way to fucking getting out of socialism. It's the only way to get out.
like, isn't it weird to think that just, like, you know, in 1970, in 1969, you could own a fully automatic weapon. Your dollar bills were worth their weight in gold or their value in gold directly. And there wasn't health insurance in this country. In 1969, all those things were true. You know, sure. And just looking here, you know, what is this, 40 years later? Mm-hmm. I mean, and none of those true. Everyone has to have health insurance, a requirement. That was thanks to Richard Nixon. We're no longer on the gold standard. Your dollars are worth debt, not gold. Thanks, Richard Nixon.
That was Nixon, too?
Yep. And then your guns got banned, which I guess you could kind of thank Reagan for, and Brady getting shot, the Brady bill, and then Clinton for, you know, renewing it.
Clinton.
And
then... I was just about to say that. Yeah. Bill Clinton wanted to take the guns.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's weird that, you know, the freedoms that the people refer to, you know, were a lot different just 40 years ago.
Right.
One generation ago. Mm-hmm. If some old person is clinging to some idea that this is the same place, obviously it's not.
Some boomer logic. Back in my day, I could turn 10 cents into $5.
Yeah, but the bigger point.
I just had to create a lemonade stand.
But what I'm trying to get at with the guns and that is that, like, when laws creep up, they don't creep back. You know, government takes more and more power, and they never return it until they're forced to.
Yeah, or that government collapses.
And that's why I'm scared of socialism. I'm scared of these guys coming in and making new organizations or new rules that will just be passed down forever now, and just like. A perpetual, you know, preschool where I am punished for the worst behaviors of others.
That seems to be how all of things in society are rearranging themselves now. It's like the preschool of corporate America. You know, you could see it in jobs. You could see it within, you know, service industries, within fucking the way that we deal with retail, everything. It's like this idea of, like, retard privilege.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, PC culture went too far when PC culture excludes majority of humans. You know, when majority of people have to edit their behavior to fit into the rule, then the rule has gone way too far.
I think you've fucking hit the nail on the head. It's always about the minorities. But you can't, if you're a majority, you have privilege. So the more marginalized you are, the greater of a minority you are, the more rare that you are, the more that you should be protected. Interesting. I am such a snowflake. I am one of a kind. You must protect me. I am discriminated against. I have 172 genders, and I am fluid in all ways.
To me, it just sounds confused.
Yeah, for real. Society seems a little bit confused right now, thinking that we actually matter. You know, that's the funny thing that the biggest difference you could see between the 40 years of generation is, like, the attitude of, like, I do this for my family, you know? I do this for my country.
And my math's fucked up. That's 50 years, you know? But...
Oh, yeah, weird.
You get the point. It's not that long ago. 50 years ago. Not that long ago.
Still, like, you look back 50 years ago, it was more of a sense of that, right? Like, these days, it doesn't seem like people care about things like family and community and country.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, God. I don't necessarily think that organized religion is good, but I think that organized religion at one point served a purpose in bringing the community together.
And they respected a God that was taught to them, and now they change it to fit their beliefs.
To fit the narrative too. You can even see that with the Catholic Church. That's the fucking weird thing about it.
Yeah.
You know, Catholic Church being able to accept things like abortion now, more so than ever before.
Yeah, people used to get excommunicated for that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the only ones holding it down old school are the Muslims. Fuck the gays. No abortion. Women, go make me a sandwich.
Yep.
172
and wear that
sheet,
bitch, because my friend's probably going to want to bang you if he sees them titties.
Yeah. fuck.
Bam.
That's Semitic as fuck, bro.
Semitic. That's so Semitic.
That's so Semitic. That's so Semitic. Muhammad, peace be upon him. Because the Jews forget. They forget that, them Arabs, they can't be anti-Semitic because they are Semitic.
They are Semitic. By definition, it's, relating to the languages of Hebrew or Arabic, which is, both of them.
Yeah. Semites. What you would call them? Semites?
They are. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of fucking Semites over there.
Fucking Semites. What about the black Israelites that are always talking about Edomites?
I'd say those are anti-Semites.
Who are Edomites or fucking black Israelis?
Black Israelis.
How could you be a black Israeli and be anti-Semitic?
Because they don't like any of those people. They think that they were like lied to, and that they were like the kings of kings or some shit, and that they were then tricked and taken over by lighter skinned peoples.
Oh wait a minute! So they don't they don't believe in the sanctity of Israel?
No.
Whoa, that's cool as shit. They believe black people should take over Israel.
Yeah, that it was stolen from them.
Yes, that's fucking awesome.
Which, I mean, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Like, it's possible. I was looking up today, like, where did white people come from? Because, I always thought they got hatched from Ohio, in large hatcheries and fields, all the white people come out every spring.
Right?
Like a large white mecca. But really, like, white people only showed up, genetically, 8,000 to 4,800, years ago, like very small time ago, in reference to like 146,000 years of human history. Like, and they showed up in, Germany and, Southern Europe. But it's like three genetic mutations, and the final genetic mutation that caused them to be super pale, didn't even happen until at least, 4,000 years ago. So, I mean, it's a pretty rare thing. It's the newest version of humanity, and that's kind of weird.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. The latest of humanity.
And not, like, latest as in, like, full evolution version, but the genetic mutation that causes the depigmentation of skin.
Hmm. And do you think that was, like, a result of anything that changed environmentally, or...?
I mean, it obviously showed that, like, at least the lighter skin made them fuck a lot.
Huh.
Because they just populated all over the place, and they became, like, the dominant, type in certain parts of the world. So, I mean, they like to fuck a lot.
White people?
Yeah.
I hear white people also like cheese.
White cavemen liked to fuck a lot. White cavemen like to fuck white bitches.
Huh. Interesting. So it was rare for a black caveman to fuck a white cavewoman?
At that time, yeah. It was weird. It's weird how that was. It was a large separation, like a genetic mutation.
See, Boozy likes cheese. She loves cheese.
That's what the moon's fucking made of.
Word.
Yeah, because it's fucking flatter.
Yeah. And I heard the Chinese were the first land on the dark side of the moon.
Yeah, supposedly. Supposedly they've landed on the dark side of the moon. They've done shit over there, but no one can see it.
That's the other thing going on in right-leaning punditry recently is fucking the idea of Space Force. Everybody's all up on that shit. You gotta have a Space Force because, China's gonna be putting up their own autonomous fucking... space station. They're already on the moon several times. 50 years ago, Apollo 11. That's right, Boozy. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, 50 years ago, man. 50 years ago, atomic bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So you landed on the moon, fucking made atomic bombs, took your guns away, took your gold away.
It seems like quite the coincidence.
All in one. Right? Fucked you. Fucked you in the ass hard. It was a long time ago.
Went to the moon. Right, went to the moon.
Thanks, Nixon. Fucking crook. Glad you're dead.
Fucking die already. Oh yeah, you dead. Impeached, right? He fucking got impeached, didn't he?
No, he stepped down before he was impeached, and then he was pardoned by his vice president, Gerald Ford.
Oh, yeah, fuck that guy. That's why we don't have anything anymore, because they lied to us about going to the moon.
And I wonder if Trump would ever face that kind of thing, of actual impeachment, if he would do the same, if he'd do the Nixon, of stepping down, being pardoned by Pence, and then, you know, Pence just loses next election.
Yeah, I don't know. No, Boozy, I'm not. I'm clicking this. I gotta start setting things down. I'm not fidgeting. But I don't know. I don't think Trump's gonna get impeached. I think that what's again, it's this whole like, give him the stick. Don't give him the stick, right? It's like this whole distract from what's going on. Let people know out there that there's people that care and are following the right agenda, but never do anything about it. And we get another 4 years of Trump so that the news cycle can just continuously fucking complain about his ass.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
And if you watch the news and the media and the Democrats just grasp at straws for years and years now, try to get anything they can. Mm-hmm. And it always turns out into like a whole nothing burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, do you actually believe they'll actually get something now? Do you actually believe they have any kind of data to prove something or just enough to accuse? You know, like, you need a lot of fucking evidence to convince someone or convict someone.
Yeah, that's true. You do. Fucking, and if Trump can get away with fucking tweeting publicly about shit and, you know, not get his privileges taken away or his hand slapped in any sort of way, and Opie from Opie and Andy can get fucking fired using his own personal account. Well, we know something's fucking wrong.
Right, rip
we know
Opie.
Something's wrong.
Rip,
yeah,
Opie.
Rip Opie. For real. Yeah. Boozy says, go ahead.
Why doesn't Twitter step in and ban him for racism then? You know, they do it to other people. Why can't they just ban his account? It's their platform, right? They can
That's
do whatever
true.
They want. That's not restricted.
Ban the president's account, dude. Wow. Would he be the first, you know, official figure in such a way to have his account banned?
I don't know.
What was that?
Like,
what about Louis Farrakhan?
Can Kim Jong-un, like, have an account?
Huh, I wonder if he does.
Like, can he, like, tweet under his own name, like, everything awesome in number one Korea today.
Send me Bitcoin.
Today, you know, North Korea beat America in World Cup 15-0, you know.
Oh, Boozy, guaranteed there'll be stuff on the news after Trump isn't president. It'll be a whole new thing to distract us from what's going on.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. It'll never be good. Yeah. It'll never be good. It'll always just be in crisis. Constant crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. That's exactly right. Fuck the world. Don't ask me for shit. That's word to big.
Oh.
Yeah. Fucking... So that's that. So fucking politics. Yep, we're fucked.
Yep,
aliens. Aliens are real.
Do you think there's alien shit in Area 51? Like, if these people raided it and got in, just, you know, it's not going to happen. But let's just say, for the sake of hypotheticals, you know, that they get
like a
in.
Million people show up and they storm the gates, they get in. Okay.
Okay. Do they find alien stuff? Either technology or bodies or anything of extraterrestrial origin?
No, I think they moved all that shit to Area 52. Area
right.
51, it has stuff that's all like aeronautics and advanced fucking shit for, you know, fighter planes and maybe like prototype bombs or weapons and things to be used in air combat or space.
Yeah, and supposedly a large live fire testing range to like shoot live missiles at the ground and at targets and shit. Supposedly.
No, goddamn.
So,
Area 51.
You probably don't want to go in there. You know, like they might be just dropping bombs for training and shit.
The Goyim shut it down.
Oh yeah.
Imagine there's nothing there. Like I said, it's all at Area 52. Think you're gonna find some at Area 51. Ha! You're gonna find a couple like blown up fucking alien blow up dolls and
do you think that Area 51 at one point held any kind of alien material?
No, I think that Area 51 is the same as what it was is now as it was then, and that's a testing ground for fucking jackets.
For secret aircraft?
Yeah, secret aircraft. Exactly. I think that that's the things that we've recovered. And I also think that the current insurgence of UFOs that we're seeing in national news from CNN and Fox is just distracting away from the idea that, that there are advanced technologies out there being tested by other countries. This is a reality.
Yeah, and maybe we're not the big dogs out there in the world that we think we are.
Right. Oh, look, it's aliens, guys. No. Fucking shit's going down, B. Yeah,
that's China. They got some
supersonic
jet with like fucking 100 mini nukes that could fucking kill us all in seconds.
Yeah, that'd be fucking crazy.
Yeah. And it's probably more truthful. That's probably exactly what it is. It's always been aircraft testing. And the same reason, like, when something crashed, like in Roswell, New Mexico, or, you know, anywhere else, why suddenly a whole bunch of military guys showed up? It wasn't because it was aliens. It was because they were recovering their shit.
Yeah.
How did they know it was going to be right here? Because they watched it fucking crash there. You know, like
people want to make things so real, though, you know? They want to believe so hard. I see a lot of crossover personality-wise between UFO people and Flat Earth people. Yeah. But Flat Earth people are like the religious version of UFO people.
And it's the same thing as like a desperate religious person. Like, they just want order and a big plan and someone above them for reassurance that someone knows what's going on. And maybe it isn't them, but they're going to figure it out eventually. When it's probably scary to know it's just all fucking chaos.
Yeah. Or the power is truly in your hand. You know, you have to determine how far you go. Krusty K, how do you explain this probe in my ass then? Oh, I was like, am I reading a legitimate comment for once? No. That probe in your ass was when you got drunk last night. Remember, steers and queers. Yeah. Fucking. I've been farting a lot lately, man.
Good God. It's probably it's the same thing to do with that probe in his ass.
Like, exactly.
You gotta take some Rufalin together one night and, like, you know.
And go ass to ass?
Yeah, maybe. You know, double dildo ass to ass. And then, you know, maybe part of it broke off in his ass. Yours got the extra gas from the widening, you know.
The widening?
And now it's just.
The widening. Is that like the dickening?
Kinda. Now, like, every time you see a penis, you get a white on.
You know what the dickening is, right?
No. Explain the dickening to me and for the viewers. All 400 of them.
All 400. So the dickening is the designated date. A white on? The designated date in which John McAfee must eat his own dick on national TV.
Really? How far are we away from this? Like, does he have to eat it from a hammock?
December 31st, 2020.
Really? And what? Why does he have to eat his own dick?
He claims that by this time, before this time, 500,000. That's what Bitcoin will be worth.
$500,000? Or he'll eat his own dick?
Correct.
It sounds like it's a win-win. Like, either I win or I fucking win.
Well, he also upped the ante, I want to say, last year, because this is an old quote from like 2016, 2017. He upped the ante last year saying 1 million, or he eats his own dick.
What? What? Really?
Wait, there was an episode of Black Mirror where the guy gets fucked by a pig in public? That's really creepy. But, yeah, fucking...
Doesn't he fuck a pig in public?
Or fucked a pig. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think I watched that one. Yeah, that guy's a pig fucker.
Pig fucker, huh? I mean, the more... I think the more exciting thing about pig sex would be that you'd get getting fucked by a pig. Because they have those, like, you know, curly-Q dicks.
What?
Yeah, it's like a corkscrew dick.
Do you think John McAfee has a corkscrew dick?
No, I believe his is probably a dagger dick, and it's probably pointing upward too.
So have you, like, ever had a pig's dick, like, in your mouth? That you
No.
Ate?
No, never. Feet all day. I like pig feet. Those are tasty.
No pig dick, though, huh?
No, no pig dick.
But you are entertained by the idea of someone anally taking a pig dick.
It's happened.
What?
Or vaginally.
Where has this happened?
Or vaginally. There's what videos, website, man.
What websites are you subscribing to? How do you get on these mailing lists?
John McAfee's dick is a chode.
I'm just asking for a friend. I'm asking what? For a friend. What are these sites specifically? Specifically?
God, I can't remember, dude. Like, back in the day, you could get gnarly-ass shit just from, like, Kazaa or any sort of, like, trading platform.
So were you searching pig fucking, though? That's the real question. Do you search the words pig fucking?
No. No.
I think the world wants to know, how did this just stumble upon your computer?
Usually you download an MP3 or MP4 that was like, you know, a Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, whatever. And then you think you're downloading a copy of fucking, you Soulja Boy, but instead it's pig fucking.
Wow. You know, that really puts into context Trump's tweets on the internet. Like, the shit people have done on the internet in the past is outdoes everything that people are outraged about now. Like, no one's like, Trump posted a video about pig fucking, you know? Like, got him!
Right? But I mean, I think the ultimate of bullshittery is harboring pedophiles, and he seems to be directly connected with this Epstein guy.
Yeah.
I want to know who else is directly connected with Epstein.
Yeah. You know? And he even did thing. Shit in fucking New Mexico. That son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Yeah,
what the fuck is that place called? Taylor, no. Ram Ranch? What the fuck?
Butthole Ranch.
But yeah. Underage Butthole Ranch.
Zorro Ranch. Zorro.
Yeah, that's what it is. Zorro Ranch. Zorro Ranch.
Yeah. Fucking somebody needs to buy that shit and burn to the ground. Or just burn to the ground. That'd be cool. Like, I mean, I don't recommend anyone do it, you know, but, you know, if it happens to happen from my lightning, I will celebrate it.
Boozy, what do you mean by this, me plus Epstein? You trying to make $100 extra bucks? You'd have to be, like, 10 years younger. Because 19 is over the hill for Epstein. Fucking monster. This fucking guy.
Yeah. Fucking weirdo. Fucking weirdo. He used to have parties with Donald Trump, just chilling him, Donald Trump, and a whole bunch of women.
Yeah, it's like, I got 28 ladies.
Yeah, MSNBC just released that video, you know, after Donald Trump said, that never happened. I don't remember that happening.
Don't remember? That's interesting for a guy that never drank in his life, apparently.
Yeah. What do you do in a room with two men and 28 women if you don't drink?
Right, and talk about stock options and future investments.
How to get their careers off the ground. You want to be on The Apprentice?
Oh, yes, nice lady. Make it bounce. Could you imagine Jeffrey Epstein being like, bounce, 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 bounce.
Bounce, bounce. But most of them haven't grown titties, so nothing bounces. Oh, fuck you, Jeffrey Epstein.
This fucking girl. Oh my god. Fucking. Yeah, imagine being 19 and you've been working for Jeffrey Epstein for the past 4. Do you think you could put that on a resume?
Probably. Might as well. I mean, if you're applying to the right people, you know, you definitely get a job. Like, you put that on your resume and then show up at Bill Clinton's for an intern, you know? He's like, fucking hired.
Oh my god. Oh,
I mean, for all we know, Monica Lewinsky fucking, you know, knew Jeffrey Epstein. I don't know. I'm just making shit up, but
that would be cool. I'd like to find and see if there's a connection between Jeffrey Epstein and Monica Lewinsky. I mean, Monica Lewinsky, though, that's way too old.
Yeah.
She was like 20s. Yeah, exactly. She was like in her 20s. And Bill Clinton looks like he has a combination between cancer and AIDS. It's like his AIDS has cancer.
Hillary injected him with something.
Right?
Yeah, true.
A couple times. What about fucking John McAfee? That bitch looks like that too.
Yeah.
So yeah, fucking.
My balls
I would love
are
to
wrinkly.
Right? I'd love to see that motherfucker eat his own dick.
Yeah, it would be a great day.
Yeah, it makes me not want to see Bitcoin go to a million.
There's no way he'll do it. There's no way he'll, like, chop off his dick and eat it. No way.
That'd be so cool if Bitcoin went to a million.
Would you buy a Lamborghini?
I'd buy property.
Probably in the
Just a reminder, everyone, Boozy will eat dick in public.
JK.
Dang.
In the throat. JKO. In the throat.
JKO. Fucking Opie and Andy. Have you ever listened to that shit, man?
No.
It's good, dude. It's really good. It's some fast-paced conversations. It's just so interesting that someone, that their whole career would be based on that kind of idea of speaking truths and having interesting conversations and, you know, pushing the envelope as far as, like, freedom of speech. You'd think that that would be the kind of show that America would want to protect, you know, that corporations would want to continue on going out there and that the FCC would want to support in their endeavors. But nah, motherfucker gets banned from a tweet. Banned for a tweet. Now, in this day and age, you can't get fucking banned for a tweet for nothing. You know?
No. Well, I guess this depends who you are, yeah?
I guess that's true.
If you're friends with Jeffrey Epstein, you get away with it.
If you're Antifa, you get away with it.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, Antifa. Fuck yeah, trying to fucking storm a fucking detention center with firebombs and guns, thinking you're going to fucking go hard. Oh my god. It's so strange what we do. Like pumping up these fantastic ideas of revolution and then just falling flat on our face realizing how retarded we are and what we're actually up against. Yeah. I'm mostly sad for Antifa. Like, you guys are LARPing like you're, you know, doing good for America. Or good for the people, I guess you would say. Not for America, because fuck America, right? But instead, you're just pushing this agenda that will eventually lead to our own destruction and demise. That will lead to our own return to enslavement.
Yep. Back to fucking working for the fucking, the Lord. Just back to fiefdom. Yeah. Here's your least part of land. You better produce this much.
I don't know. That'd be all right. Because I feel like the founding fathers kind of thought of it in those kind of terms of, like, your freedom is based, your amount of freedom and God's rights that are bestowed upon you are based in the realm in which you exist, which exists with a certain amount of money and property. And that these are unalienable rights, you know?
Yeah, but those motherfuckers didn't know California existed, so...
40 acres and a mule, my dude. 40 acres and a mule. 40 acres and a mule, fucking... If they're already here, let them stay. Give them a tax stamp so we could fucking plug them in to the battery that is fucking... social money pits. Give it right back to them. Fuck the Fed, man. Fuck the federal government. Overturn the Fed. Get rid of fucking Citizens United.
Get rid of Federal Reserve.
Get rid of Federal Reserve. Fucking term limits on senators and representatives. Keep out special interests from positions of power. Yeah, I like all these things.
Yeah. What about like eliminating money completely from politics? Like not even allowing anyone to donate to them at all, giving them all the same amount of tax dollars equally for them to pay for advertisements or do whatever they want. You know, and everyone has to run an equal campaign and it's all up to the voters. How about something
Yeah, I
like
like that.
that? How about like democracy that isn't influenced by fucking who's bankrolling you?
Yeah, I like that a lot. And I like that the politician returns to being a public servant,
Yeah.
where you don't get into this job for money. You get into this job because you truly want to make change,
Yeah, and
like a school teacher.
not give them enough money to try to affect a national audience. They should only be trying to fucking, you know, advertise themselves to the people they're representing. Now, I don't give. Why do I fucking need to know what Nancy Pelosi wants? You know, fuck. Just represent your goddamn state. Leave me alone.
Nancy Pelosi trying to go up against the fucking jihad squad.
And it's all just, I don't know, I feel like eliminating money in politics, like, when the parties talk about it, they're being very weak about it. They don't really want all of it gone. They just want big Republican corporation money to be gone. They still want union money. They still want tech money.
Tech money, that's a big one, man. That's a big one. I feel like the tech companies are more influential on society as a whole today than the government. And I think the government's intimidated by that.
And even like the bigger Republican interests back in the day, like, you know, like oil interests and natural gas and fracking and livestock, which was like, you know, like what was really pushing the Republican ticket and Republican money for a long time. Those industries are all fading now. So, of course, you know, tech and everything like that is really pushing it the other direction now with their money going into politics. Like to eliminate money from politics, we have to eliminate all money. And you know, like we can't say they're not allowed to advertise at all, but they should all just be given, you know, like some amount, like $100,000 per election. And you know, that's what your budget is to, you know, advertise or buy posters or whatever the hell you want to do.
That seems reasonable. That seems reasonable. Fuck this idea though that like it's pay to win kind of scenario, which doesn't seem to be working out for the Democratic Party currently.
Didn't work for Hillary.
No. Joe Biden, still one of the favorites, but second to Kamala Harris. I haven't heard anything about iSLUT. No one gives a fuck about iSLUT. You know what I mean?
Yeah, iSLUT was too moderate for him.
Yeah, it's so sad, dude. I feel like she should run as an independent and go up against fucking John McAfee. That's right, John McAfee is looking for that libertarian nomination. Because they do that. They do that kind of shit.
And he's running, trying to run his campaign out of Havana, Cuba.
I'll tell you what, though. If John McAfee runs libertarian, I will be voting for him.
Really? Just to see what would happen? Or just because you want that 8%?
8%. That's absolutely right.
Which is a noble cause, you know, 8%. And
good night, Boozy.
They get, you know, equal funding. They get to get into the debate system.
Yes.
I mean, you know, they get a lot more representation than they've had before. So 8%, even though they don't win an election, could really help future elections.
Yes, exactly. And the idea of another voice being heard and the the preliminaries we're talking about. What the fuck is it called? Primaries. In the primaries. So there essentially would be a libertarian primary.
And
so, yeah.
The conspiracy minded, that's turning the game that they're playing now, which is like checkers, two parties, red and black. We're going to turn that shit into 3D chess and add a whole new ideal and a whole new other value system that they're going to have to learn how to manipulate.
Yeah, exactly. So fucking, yeah, let John McAfee get 8% of the national vote. That's all we need. That is all we need. Fuck John McAfee in general, but I will vote for him over Trump. And I will not be voting for anyone other than iSLUT. I would consider Yang, but Yang isn't around.
Yang Gang?
Yeah, the Yang Gang. Yang should run as an independent too.
Maybe some of these guys need to team up.
Yeah, exactly.
With our powers
go talk
combined.
To Stein, right? We are a jihad squad. Fucking, they need to go talk to Jill Stein, man. Like, I feel like you know, I Slut and fucking Yang, they could somehow meld their thoughts to put themselves in the Green Party, you know? They can make some adjustments. Go all independent, I'm telling you. It's a way to do it. 8% vote. And fuck John McAfee. But again, if he's the only one running as libertarian, worth giving your vote to him for the 8%. But it's going to be Trump 2020, guaranteed. I don't need to vote for that to happen. But I'm going to keep casting my vote to where I believe it, and that's into a greater, wider range of ideas being shared to the public, a greater, wider range of defining what our politics is, and fine-tuning our control over that, having a voice to be heard for all peoples, not just the fringes left and right.
Yeah, I think most of us in this country just want everyone else to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
We're going to start the shut the fuck up party. Everyone is just shut the fuck up. We got shit to do. Shut the fuck up.
Stop being racist. Shut the fuck up.
Change your name to the Free American People Party. Also known as
Free American People. Yeah, exactly. I'm all about that.
Fap. That's the sound of freedom.
Fapping. The sound of freedom. Fap.
Fap.
The
fap, sound fap, of freedom. Fap, fap.
It's a good idea, man. There is the Doom community fap, but which is funny because the leader, Ho, she is a staunch Republican. Always Trumper kind of. Kind of dealio.
Wouldn't that make her a trumpet?
Yeah. Got him. This is from Krusty K. The U.S. as a whole has one of the lowest population densities across first world countries, while it has one of the highest amount of areas with inhabitable space. And this is the point that you always bring up, Crafter, is that there's a lot of fucking space. You know?
It's so empty. It's so empty. Like,
so reparations, 40 acres and a mule, obviously. And then we give the rest of the land to the Mexicans.
Well, we don't give them to them, but we lease it out to them, you know, at crazy interest rates.
Which is essentially what we're doing with their labor, too. We fucking give them a tax ID and we fucking tax the fuck out of them. We take that directly out of their shit, pump it directly back into the system.
Yeah, I need
and give those companies major tax breaks because of it.
I need someone to pay my Social Security, okay? And fucking no one's having kids anymore. So the only option is to bring all these Mexican kids in and they can pay for me to retire. Sounds like a good fucking plan to me.
That kind of works, actually. That kind of works. You look at, and it's not just Mexicans. I think that's the people that we have the least of the problem with. Like, yeah,
it's
you,
Guatemalans,
you go to
Hondurans,
yes.
Nicaraguans.
Exactly. It's Central America more so than it is Mexico. Mexico, you fucking come across the border. It's like, okay, we're going to, you know, you got caught. We're going to deport you that day. They can call up fucking the Mexican embassy and they'll be like, whatever, we good. Yeah, you know, deport them. Guatemala, Nicaragua, Ecuador, these places are a lot harder to get a hold of. So people end up getting detained upwards of like, you know, 30 to 40 days.
Yeah, and let them out. Give them fucking documents so that you can tax them so they can pay for my shit. That's a great idea. Make them pay for my shit.
Yeah. That's going to be...
Give them
but jobs, you're going to get that with Trump.
My shit.
You're going to get that with Trump. You're going to get more immigrants brought into America than we've ever had before under Trump. That's literally going to happen.
Will they pay for my shit?
To a certain extent, yeah, they'll be paying for your shit.
They can work while I chill. They can pay for my roads. They can pay for, like, you know, cop salaries that arrest them. They can do all that shit. It's awesome.
Yeah, totally. And they could throw a little bit back for, you know, Social Security fund for your rainy day, you know, old age retirement.
Yeah, maybe they can even lower Social Security age to like 55. Be good.
Better chance of Bitcoin hitting 1 million.
Yeah.
Or should I say, better chance of fucking John McAfee eating his own dick.
Yeah. Either way, good day.
Exactly. That's like win-win, right? It's like either John McAfee eats his own dick or Bitcoin's going to be worth a million a coin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Either I just bought a brand new Tesla or John McAfee ate his dick. It's a great day.
Better ride it better than a Tesla. Fuck yeah, Tesla. I want one. I definitely want one. House first, then Tesla. Maybe three houses first, then a Tesla.
Tesla.
Gotta make that income stream.
I'm just gonna buy, I'm just gonna sell everything, buy a Tesla, live in that shit. Fuck it.
Yeah, do it. It
costs almost as much as a house anyway. Fuck it.
Everything? You'd sell everything?
I mean, I gotta come up with like 86 grand, dude. What the fuck?
Do you think you have 86 grand worth of stuff?
Fuck no. I might come up with like $500 worth of stuff, and then, you know, that's a down payment, though, you know?
What? Yeah, let me put 500 down on this $80,000 Tesla. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking. I'm almost moved out of my place. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Packing the fuck up. Moving on up.
Moving on up to the east side.
Literally.
Yeah. Finally getting the pink pie.
Yeah.
Yeah. That pink
pie. So there'll be a new
pink pie.
That fucking pink taco.
Yeah.
Teslas don't have running water, though. That's true, they don't. Good call. Good call, Krusty K. No running water in a Tesla.
I mean, when I pull up to fucking Jose's house, it's going to be chill.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. You can take a shower at my place.
Yeah, and just, I'll just take your hose, you know, I'll rinse the shit off my floorboards because that's all I'll be going to the bathroom on. Be cool.
Wait. Take my hose?
Yeah, you know, because I'm just shitting on the floor of the car. I got to hose that shit out.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, thoughts.
Oh, your thought hose. No.
Yeah. I don't have any hose anymore.
Your garden hose variety utensil tool.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. Let me spray you off. If you ever get to that point, I want to be the one that sprays you off.
Yeah.
I'll even get a special nozzle for you. Fucking be beet red. White boy be beet red after I'm done fucking spraying him with the hose. Fucking Krusty K could always get that Tesla truck and set up a fridge and reservoir back there. Fuck yeah. Be like a shitty RV, but 100% green and soy. Soy boy.
Yeah. Who needs what? Testicles? Fuck testicles.
What if you're a Jew and you eat a bunch of soy? Because, like, non-Jew would be soy goy, right?
Soy brew?
Fucking run off of Soylent. You ever drink Soylent before there, buddy? Soy Do you know what Soylent? Do you know what Soylent is?
No. Yeah, Soylent Green, made from people.
It's people!
By the made people, a fucking... for the people.
There's a company that made a soy drink called Soylent. The idea being that it would have all the nutrients in which you needed to survive, and that one day third world countries could have like a spigots of these things so that they could cure hunger. But wow. People took it too far and like bought cases of the shit, and they live off of fucking soy.
What? So why did they stop making it?
I don't know if they stopped making it. I'm pretty sure people still consume Soylent.
Wow.
Yeah. Soylent. Let me make sure it's still around. Yeah, it's still around. Soylent.com. It is considered food. Oh, they got squares now. Okay. Going with diversification of their fucking product line. Now they got Soy Bridge. A chocolatey in-between meal to keep you going. They got Soylent Squared, a complete 100-calorie mini meal bar with probiotics. Okay, I see you. And then Soylent Drinks, complete meal in every bottle with no caffeine. This is real, dude.
Do you think it's made out of people?
That would be fucking cool as shit.
Would you drink one no. if it was made out of people?
Yes. It would be easier to convince me to drink Soylent if it was made out of people than made out of soy.
Would you pay extra if you could have like just one race inside each bottle? Like, I want to drink some black people today.
No, I think that it's best to make your Soylent more multicultural because it's a greater picture of, you know, the atrocities that were created. And, you know,
and you want to get the full spice variety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm all about that. Full spice variety. But no white people. I would exclude white people from it. It has to be only the underprivileged minorities.
Yeah, because like white people smell like wet dog, like when it rains. White people get wet, and it's like, what the fuck happened in here?
Like, yeah, it's all the cheese. That's all the cheese they eat.
I saw that from Munda cheese. From under they dick and pussy.
The cheddar from Dan Ender.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, from under cheese. Oh my god.
Down under. With all the
down
ribs.
Under. The cheddar down under. Say it again, chowder. Say it. Say chowder.
Chowder.
Chowder. Fucking Simpsons.
Damn.
Yeah, man. Fucking. That's it for us. Fucking. That's the whole spiel, man. Fucking. Donald Trump gets away with everything because he's rich and POTUS. Opie and Andy gets zucked because he's a real human being. If you get fucked by the government and you get your shit taken down and censored, well, that means you're not, you know, part of the elite. But it does mean that you're a real, honest-to-goodness human being. Keep it tight. All of that good stuff. Also, don't forget, our website is verbose.xyz. We are on all of the platforms. If you go there, there are links to all of the things. Please join our Discord. Get to hear when we go live, as well as fuck around on some shit. Night-night. Keep your butthole tight. Exactly what I'm trying to tell these people. You feel me, Krusty K. Anyways, bisexual Egypt, straight Palestine, and the gay is real. If you're out there listening, Alex Jones, please, we'd love to have you on the show. Shout out to Alex Jones. Also, shout out to John McAfee. I hope you get 8% of the national vote and you eat your dick. And yeah, fucking, we're verbose.xyz. Thank you so much for fucking joining us tonight.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.